And in terms of sorafenib, there's some thought that the 400 twice a day is actually lower than the most effective dose. So there is an ongoing clinical trial trying to dose escalate based on the data from Baylor, where each month the dose went up if a person was tolerating it to a max of 800 twice a day, and then staying on that as long as possible.
What were your thoughts on that study? Actually, that Dr. D'Amato is on the same issue as you are for this series, but I'm curious what you thought about that data. I was kind of surprised by it, the sorafenib dose escalation.
Well, you know, I think that our sense is that, you know, it's Olympic athletes that get to Houston. And I can't see very many of my patients actually being able to do that physically, because I think we have older patients, they're not going to go get on an airplane and run halfway across the country. So I do think there's a selection process here that perhaps made it tolerable. But there is an ongoing study by a community oncology group that has a big research network, and they are going to look at that as a clinical trial in the community setting. And I think that will be very useful to look at the practicality of doing this.